Chapter 6. Escape Plans. Gulliver didn't waste any time. Quickly, he scribbled a letter to the Emperor. "I'm off to visit Blefuscu, as I promised," he wrote. Then he hurried down to the sea and undressed. He piled his clothes onto the biggest ship he could find and waded into the sea between Lilliput and Blefuscu. Gulliver didn't stop until he had reached Blefuscu. The king himself came out to meet him. Gulliver lay down to kiss his hand.
"Welcome," cried the king. "Stay as long as you like."
"I'm very grateful, your majesty." Walking on the beach a week later, Gulliver spotted something strange out at sea. "It looks like a boat." It was a small boat, but a full-sized one, floating upside down in the water. Gulliver rushed to the king. "Please help me," he begged. "This could be my chance to go home. Can you help me rescue the boat?"
"Of course," said the king. "Take some ships to help you."
Gulliver swam out to the boat, holding ropes from each of the ships. With the ships pulling and Gulliver pushing, the boat was brought safely to shore. Gulliver set about fixing the boat for his long journey home. While he carved a tree trunk to make a mast, some of the king's men made a new sail. The sail was like a quilt made of 13 layers of the strongest fabric in the land. Soon, the boat was finished. "I'd like to leave now," Gulliver told the king. "But no one at home will believe my story. Could I take some of your people with me? I think your people would enjoy seeing my country."
"I can't possibly allow that," said the king. "But you may take some cows and a sheep or two."
He also gave Gulliver 50 bags of gold coins.
"I don't want you to go," he said, "but I understand why you have to."
"Thank you," said Gulliver. "I'll never forget you all." He clambered into his boat and set sail. "Goodbye, Blefuscu," he cried. "Goodbye!" After only a few days at sea, Gulliver saw a ship. He shouted and waved wildly, hoping the sailors would see him.
"Hello! Help! Over here!"
He was in luck. The lookout spotted him. The ship sailed over and picked him up.
"Where have you come from?"
asked the captain. "A place called Lilliput," said Gulliver, and he showed the captain his souvenirs. The captain was astonished. For a few gold coins and a couple of cows, he agreed to take Gulliver all the way home.